And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Let me begin by saying that I know today is Mother's Day, and certainly we recognize all the mothers who are here today. For some of us, our mothers are still living here on earth. For others of us, perhaps our mothers have already passed this life. But there's nothing like a mother. And as I've said on a previous occasion, you never hear these football players saying, "Hi, Dad." It's always, "Hi, Mom." And certainly this past season with the number one Indiana Hoosiers and with the NFL draft, we saw that play out with Fernando Mendoza, with his unbreakable bond with his mother, who's dealing with MS, and showing to the world that which is of real value and real importance, family over football. On March 5th, Jody Owens of Fairview, Oklahoma, the mother of 8 children and 4 grandchildren, who was in the van with one of her daughters, a 7th grader, the mother Jody had called home to her other children and told them to take cover to get in the storm cellar as a tornado had been spotted. Jody was on the phone with her daughter, a senior in high school, when the last thing her daughter would remember was the scream and the line going dead as the tornado touched down on them and swept them away. The 7 remaining children, not orphans, as they still had their father, and yet their mother and sister had perished. My dad was born June 21st, 1909, in the Bronx of New York City. His father, a fireman, would die in 1916 when my dad was 7 years old. My dad's mother would die 7 years later in 1923 of tuberculosis, so that my dad was an orphan by the age of 14 in New York City, the largest city in the United States. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says, and you have these words on the front of your bulletin, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." I will not leave you as orphans, says Jesus. And then Jesus says, "I will come to you." And these words relate to the coming of the Holy Spirit. In just 2 weeks now, you and I will celebrate Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And yet Jesus is also speaking here of his own appearance after his resurrection and at his second coming, as we see in verse 3, where he says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." And also, as we see in verse 19, when Jesus says, "Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me." You know, as you and I move through life, perhaps we'll lose a parent or both and be, in a sense, an orphan or the next generation. Perhaps we lose a child or our husband or wife. Even in our wedding vows, we say, "To have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until death parts us," until that point. But we don't have a "until" with Jesus. He has promised, "I am with you always." Think of it, always. The Greek word actually means all the days. I am with you all the days. There is never a time when you are alone, completely alone. The Lord has promised, "I am with you." God said to Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." David says in the book of Psalms, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." And those words should be of great comfort to every one of us gathered here this morning. Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. Yes, he has gone for a while. He has gone to prepare a place for us, as he said. But he has not left us to fend for ourselves. This coming Thursday, May 14th, is Ascension Day, the 40th day since Jesus rose from the dead, and he has ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, to intercede for us on our behalf before the Father. And he has poured out his Spirit, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to guide us into all truth. And that's the reason that Jesus says to you, to me, I will come to you. I will give you another Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth. And Jesus also says to you, to me, I will come to you. I will come again. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.